mascots, and bar mitzvahs. High school years. School was hard for me for lots of reasons. One was I couldn't read until like ninth grade. Also, I was a foster kid for most of high school. And when my mom went nuts, I had to live with my grandma. That all sucked. I got popular in high school, but before that, I wasn't so popular. Kids would tease me all the time in elementary and middle school. They'd say, "I got flies on me and I smell like onions." The fly thing came from the moles on my face. I got one under my eye, I had one on my chin, and so on. That was kind of mean. The onions thing was because my mom used to make eggs in the morning with onions in them. Every damn morning, I had to eat eggs and onions. That would just make you stink. The whole house would stink. Yeah, it was mean to say I stunk like onions, but I did stink like onions. Kids used to make fun of me all the time about shit related to my mom. She didn't know how to do my hair. From kindergarten on up, I had the craziest hair. I had long, pretty hair, but she didn't know how to do the ballies or put the cute little ribbons. She only knew how to do the afro puff or just one big ponytail, but she didn't comb it all the way through, so I looked like a conehead. You know, black women, we got complicated hair. If you do it right, it's beautiful. But if you don't, it looks like some crow's nest. In the black neighborhoods, little girls' hair is always cute. They got the barrettes and all of that. It's a big thing to have good hair as a black woman. But not me. I had naps, and it was crazy. I would love when I see my Auntie Mary because she would do my hair, and it would last for days. I try to sleep pretty. I put panties on my head so I don't mess it up, and I sleep pretty. But there was one nickname that stuck for a long time. Dirty Ass Unicorn. I had a wart growing on my forehead. I thought it was just an ugly mole. You couldn't help but notice it was spiky and big, and I could not hide it. I used to try. I would wear bangs and stuff. Nothing worked. It was growing out of my head. It was like a flower and spiky, and it could curl into itself like a horn. The kids would make so much fun of me. They would talk about me so bad. It would make me so mad. It would hurt my feelings so much. I just wanted to hurt them back, but I didn't know how to hurt them back or what to say because I actually did have this horn. So all I could do was hurt myself. I would take scissors and I would try to cut off my horn, and then it would bleed. It would bleed down my face. In school, in class, I would cut it off and I would just sit there and wait for people to notice me. I would be bleeding down my face. And when they did notice, they'd freak out. "Tiffany's bleeding. Oh my God. Oh my God. She cut her horn off. Oh my God. Teacher. Teacher." They'd be trying to like take care of me, get me paper towels and stuff. It made them care about me. Hurting myself made them stop hurting me and care about me. "Tiffany, why'd you do that?" the teacher would say. "Because they keep talking bad about my horn. I want to cut it off so they can't talk about me no more." The teacher never had no response to that. Then I'd be walking around for 3 or 4 days with a hole in my forehead because I done cut it off. Then it would just grow right back. Like in 5 days, it would be right back. Finally, one day, I was crying about this to my grandma. She grabbed me and started looking at my head. "Child, that ain't no damn mole. That's a wart," my grandma said. "What's a wart?" My grandma was like, "It's nasty. That's what it is. You got HPV. What you been touching on, child?" I was like, "What's HPV?" And my granny was like, "It's a nasty wart that nasty people get after they do nasty things." That was messed up by my grandma. Now that I'm older, I learned that skin warts is nothing like genital warts. They're totally different. But in my grandma...